Don't forget, coming up Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, usual midweek service over here. Thanks again for all the people showing up on Friday night when that forecast wasn't the greatest. You and I, let's go do something. You coming up here or we going down there?
Why don't you stay right there? I'm a hang over here.
Well, you're showered finally. You got some clean clothes over there.
You got to read, but over there, you don't know the words. That's like, neither do I.
The truth comes out. How long has it been since you talked to the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secrets? How long since you stayed? How long since you prayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Words are so easily spoken, but prayer without faith is like a boat without an oar. Prayer can speak to the Master. That's all He'll ask you for. Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the Without Him, I could do nothing. Without Him, I'd surely fail. Without Him, I would be drifting like a boat without an oar. Oh, Jesus, do you know Him today? Please don't turn Him away. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus, without Him, how lost, oh, how lost I would be. Mr. Terry Lee Ryan right there. Oh, it's good, it's good, it's good. There we go. Please. I had such a good time on Friday night, I tell you. You don't know what it means to have, and we're so blessed to have the number one male gospel quartet in the nation singing right here for you. Not only that, guys, with such spirit, such warmth, and they love coming to this church. This is the smallest venue they do all year long. They're in all these places. They sing so many huge, and they come here, and they just seem to relax and they enjoy it. They're always uplifted, they tell me, when they leave. And Eric and I were talking. We're in the afternoon. We're chatting. And I love the way he shared on Friday night about how so many people come to church with a suitcase. And I never quite thought of it that way. And he said they come to church with a suitcase and all the stuff that they have going in their life, all the issues, and hopefully they just, before they come in, they set that suitcase out, they come into God's house and just enjoy Him. whether you're here for an hour, hour and a half, just enjoy the love of God. Because you know when you go back out, you're going to have issues, you're going to have troubles, you're going to have challenges in your life. But how rich it is to have that opportunity to come into God's house, to be with His people, and to share what He has done for each and every one of you. What a blessing, what a blessing. So once again, I want to thank those guys and what they've meant to us. I'm reading out of a little book that someone gave me, which is precious. It says that school days, and this is the thing I shared with Cindy at work over there with her three children, school days are the happiest of your life, providing, of course, your children are old enough to go. Didn't hear that many amens out there. Cindy had a roaring amen at work when her three kids went back to school. The surest way to get a job done is to give it to the busiest man you know. He'll have his secretary do it. Amen. Amen, I heard that. And there's a poem in this book that I love. It's entitled, These Things I've Loved. These Things I've Loved. At this time of year, I get excited. October, November, I believe, in the prettiest months of the year, especially in this area as those leaves start to turn, as that air just starts to freshen. I love the hills of home, and on their lofty heights, I've heard daybreak and even seen the day embrace the night. I've loved the restless tide reclining on the shore, awaiting dawn to come to leave without a roar. I've loved the thunderclap and lightning in the storm. And at my window smiled to see my God perform. Friday night I was so amazed when the fellow sang that song, He Loves Me. I am so amazed about how simply that God loves us. In the Old Testament, it's a small little book called Zephaniah. Zephaniah was one of the prophets. The prophet to a good king. And in the three chapters that are written in this book, he talks about the things that people needed to do to get closer unto God. But then he finishes with a word of encouragement. A word of encouragement. Zephaniah, the third chapter, the 17th verse, simply reads, "The Lord your God is in your midst. The Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing." That's what God's Word says. In the New International Version, it reads like this. It says, "The Lord your God is with you. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Allow us to just open our hearts and focus on that special thing you have for each and every one of us deep in our heart. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said, amen, amen, amen. The conversation began. I don't know how God relates to you sometime. I don't know how he speaks to you in that quiet time, whether it's in your prayer closet. I don't know whether he speaks to you in your heart of hearts when you're in church, when you're having that devotional time, wherever you are. But I know so many times that God will speak to me. He'll nudge my shoulder. He'll get my attention when somebody comes up and wants to start talk, a conversation. And the conversation was about church, about how the services here at Mount Calvary go, and had a little control I have over them, which is very obvious. We were talking about how God's Spirit will just kind of move and lead us and guide us, direct us, so the right things are said at the right time. And the conversation kind of goes into what we believe about God and His Son Jesus Christ hanging upon a cross, the shedding of blood for our sins, and our simple acceptance of Jesus Christ as a personal Savior just gives us that gift of eternal life. We believe in a healing God. We believe in a God who so richly, so richly, so richly loves us. We believe in a God, and I've used the phrase that Eric used on Friday night, there is nothing you can do today that is going to make God love you any more. There is nothing you can do today that's going to make God love you any less. And I realized that the conversation of what we thought about God was not what the conversation should be. The conversation should be, what does God think about you? So many times people ask me in the discussions about God and about people, and when I like to focus upon what is said in this part of Scripture, I like to focus upon what God thinks of you. It's just unbelievable for me to fully understand a God that loves me as much as He does. It is amazing to me that I can first of all realize that God is with you. God is with us, living inside, allowing His Holy Spirit to lead, to guide, and direct everything you'll let Him. There was a teacher one time asked a little small child, and they're filling out the information card, and says, "What's your father's name?" The answer was Daddy. Smiled and said, "But well, what does your mom call him?" "Well, she doesn't call him anything. She likes him." It is so precious when children simply have it right. She likes him. She likes him. God likes you. He loves you. It is so amazing for me to realize that God will take delight in you. He is thrilled with you. He will quiet you with His love. And I am here to stand in front of you to tell you from my heart of hearts, if there is anyone who ever needed quieting in their spirit, it's me. And I know a lot about you out there that feel the same way. There is so much going on in life and so many questions and so many things and the challenges that we face. And I sometimes get worked up and I start churning and I'm kind of, He quiets you. He quiets you with his love. I went to a restaurant a lot long ago. In the new thing in the restaurant, they got that big high ceiling, and you go in there, and then everybody's talking, and that noise just gets up, and it's loud, and you go in there, and it's all, and I just want a quiet meal. That's why I have a lifetime membership at Roy Rogers. But sometimes, I just need for God to simply quiet my soul and my spirit. And then on Friday night when those guys were singing and the congregation singing before the concert was so rich, it was so full. We were singing, it is well with my soul. We were singing, he touched me. Woo, and I mean, if you were standing up here, I was, you could just hear and you could feel God's spirit in the praises that were being lifted up to him. And I kind of flipped it around in my mind and thought about, I serve a God who will rejoice over me with singing. Some of you sing and you sound good. Somebody heard that some of you part over there. But I am here to tell you without a shadow of a doubt that God hears in perfect harmony. Doesn't matter if you're right on pitch. Nothing matters if you're a half a step behind. All that matters is that if you love him, he rejoices over you with singing. I read a little book about the parables of the gospel. Hugh Martin wrote this book. And he talks about a fellow who's kind of rough around the edges. Talks about a guy that really didn't have all that much. But it says that in this story that one day, walking down the street, he saw this vase in the window of a shop. And somehow that vase just caught his eye and just warmed his heart. And he says, you know, I've got to have that. So he went and he bought this vase and he brought it back. And he put it in his room in a very special place. And the problem is, every time he look at that vase and he look around at the rest of it, and he goes, oh, no. I'm going to have to make some changes. He looked over the curtains. He says, man, they're pretty dingy. I got to get me some new curtains in here to go along with this vase. It's so beautiful. Curtains went out. New ones come in. He looked at that old couch over there. Had a few little springs stick. He says, oh, that's got to go. Had to go to the furniture store. And he tells a story about how the whole room changed simply because he'd found this vase that was so beautiful. I'm here to tell you, when God comes into your life, when Jesus comes into your heart, things will start to change. You'll just want to clean up things. Some of them old things just got to go. In front of you today is a vase. It has flowers. Ladies, before you leave, if you'd be so kind to come get one of these roses. Outside the window of the ladies' classroom over here, there's a birdhouse. The ladies were kind enough to invest in a birdhouse. This spring, when I lost my brother, they mentioned to me, what can we do in memory of your brother? I said, my brother, he loved birdhouses. We're going to get us a birdhouse. We got a birdhouse sitting on top of a cedar post. And it is the most beautiful birdhouse that I have ever seen because of what it represents to me. So ladies, here is your payment. When God loves you, when you think about how he rejoices in singing over you, you ought to be thankful to him. When the guys were singing, "He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. When I am sad, he still loves me. Even when I'm bad, he still loves me." Conversation should not begin about what you think of God. The conversation ought to begin with better understanding what God thinks of you. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come to your house today, and God, we felt your rich, warm spirit today. We thank you as so many people have come out, and although the lives are busy and the day is beautiful and so many opportunities, you appointed that we would be in your house singing praises unto you. But God, even more than that, we are so appreciative that you watch over us. You live within us. You take great delight in us. And you rejoice in singing over us. And we thank you, God. We were created in your image. So, Heavenly Father, allow us to just leave this place. Give us safe traveling mercies. And challenge each one of us to spread what we felt today in your service. To go about with joy, life abundant and full, sharing the love of God wherever you take us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. If you're able to stand to your feet, I want to thank everyone that helped out in the service today and all the guests out there, and come back and see us. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.